I'm Pitani Nguna from Cliffdekker Hofmeyr. I'm joined by Sean Jemison, and together we'll be discussing an interesting award coming out of the CCMA earlier this year relating to the dismissal of a PA by a medical doctor for informing hospital management that he had been experiencing flu-like symptoms. Briefly, the facts were the following. In January 2021, at around 7 a.m. in the morning, the PA received a call from the doctor informing her that he had suffered from fever and was feeling sick. There was dispute before the CCMA regarding what exactly the doctor informed the PA. He claimed that he only said that he had a headache but would be coming to work. Now, during that call, she asked if she should reschedule his appointments to the following day. He responded and said no, she should just move them to later that day, specifically the afternoon. After their call ended, she then called hospital management, Netcare, to inform them that the doctor had suffered a fever and was probably experiencing COVID-related symptoms. They ran her through the protocol. What then later transpired was the hospital phoning the doctor to check up on his health in light of what they had been informed. This then triggered what then led to her dismissal. He called her into his office and issued her with a termination letter, which he later, during arbitration, insisted that it not be admitted as evidence because it formed his personal notes. Now, Sean will take you through some of the technical issues and important legal points that we draw from this award.
Thank you so much, Pateni. So I think the first important consideration here, as part of the charges, the employee was charged for defamation, and then secondly, it was the employee was charged with a second charge. But what I want to focus on is the defamation charge. Now, importantly, the commissioner held right up front that the employee can't be charged with defamation. Why is that? Because defamation is a civil charge that has to be brought in the High Court or any other equivalent court. However, what the commissioner said is that the more appropriate charge in a set of facts like this is that the employee, through her actions, brought the company's name into disrepute. Now, while the commissioner was quite relaxed in this defamation charge and almost changed the charge for the employer to bringing the company's name into disrepute, in any event, it found the employee not guilty. But what I think is important here is the commissioner said, I have a right in terms of Section 138 to conduct the proceedings as I feel fit. Now, because these the employer and the employee were both not labor specialists, in fact, they had no labor experience whatsoever, the commissioner seemed to lend a helping hand and assisted them to try and get to the crux of the dispute. So while the commissioner almost reformed the charge for the employer to determine this charge, it should be borne in mind that where employers do have some form of experience with labor relations, a commissioner will be less inclined to lend that helping hand and to jump into the arena and assist the parties. So I think that's the most important point to start off with, that firstly, defamation is not a charge you can bring into the labor regime. The more appropriate charge is bringing a company's name into disrepute. And secondly, while a commissioner can jump to the party's assistance in terms of Section 138, they won't always do so where the parties have the necessary experience. The second point here is, in this case, the employer brought in the accountant, and the accountant said, don't worry, you can just dismiss and fire for this immediately and on the spot, which the employer did. Now, it's extremely important to remember, no matter what the facts are, the principle of audi alteram partem must always be observed. The employee must always be afforded an opportunity to put forward their case in response to the charges. One cannot be simply dismissed on the spot. And as in this case, to do so would render the dismissal procedurally unfair. The third point before I hand over to Pateni to discuss the confidentiality aspect of it is the issue of probation. Now, this employee was in her probation period, and the employer said to the commissioner in the arbitration, well, she was in her probation and she can be fired without any warning and on the spot, purely because the employee's in her probation. Now, legally and from a labor law perspective, that is incorrect and materially flawed in law. Even if an employee is in their probation period, an employer is still required to go through a proper procedure in terms of the disciplinary process and give the employee the opportunity to answer the charges and give their version. And the charge must also be substantively fair. So one must never fall into the trap that just because someone's in their probation period means that you can simply do away with procedure and fire an employee on the spot. So those are my three main points. If I can hand over to Pateni to discuss the confidentiality aspect of this case, and then we'll jump into our conclusion.
Thank you, Sean. So the second charge, which the employee, or the second reason that she was dismissed, related to the alleged breach of confidentiality. So interestingly, the doctor said the employee, by informing hospital management that he had experienced COVID-related symptoms, was breach of confidentiality as it would apply between doctor and patient. He also stressed the fact that within his practice, he deals or assists employees who suffer from very severe illnesses, and he cannot have somebody who discloses confidential information related to prognosis within his employ. Now, the CCMA drove into this discussion and drew a distinction between confidential patient information versus information that would ordinarily be disclosed during screening. And the commissioner held that disclosing COVID-19 related symptoms is something that you would ordinarily do when you are screening, which the doctor would in any event be required to do. He then went on to state that the PA disclosed out of concern for her own health as well as that of the doctor and other patients. Considering that she actually had an ill husband at home, it was important that she complies with protocols at work. And for this, the CCMA found the dismissal to have been substantively and procedurally unfair and awarded her compensation equivalent to 4 months' salary.
Great, thanks, Pateni. So that's really a summary of the important points of this case. Employers should always be reminded to think twice before jumping the gun and rushing into a dismissal and firing someone on the spot in almost an emotional manner, as was the case in this arbitration. And employers must always take proper advice in these kinds of situations, especially where COVID-related incidents are concerned. One should always be cognizant of the fact that one must always, no matter the extent of the offence, comply with the provisions of the Labour Relations Act to ensure that any disciplinary proceedings are both procedurally and substantively fair. So that's all from my side. Pateni, before we end off, is there anything else in conclusion from your side?
In conclusion, I'd just like to say that this case really draws to the fore whether it's time for employers to consider from a policy perspective to place an obligation on employees to disclose if they become aware of someone within the workplace who experiences or even discloses that they're actually experiencing COVID-19 symptoms, because that is information that would in any event have to be disclosed during a screening process. So that is a topic that we believe employers should be looking into, obviously to ensure the safety of everybody. That is all from me. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Pateni. The last thing from my side is that while this is an arbitration award and it's not necessarily legally binding, it is of some persuasive value to other commissioners and any other decision maker. But be that as it may, the lessons from here and the concluding remarks that both Pateni and myself have given are ones that should really be considered by employers in everyday life in the workplace. Pateni, thank you so much. And to everybody who listens to this, thank you all. Much appreciated.